7:43 on this chilly hump day Wednesday morning. Greg Horn, Will Jenkins, appreciate you joining us this morning, either on DeltaPlexNews.com on our streaming for Oldies 101.3 or live over the radio on K-Train 104.5 this morning. Of course, crazy happenings, Will.
Crazy, and it's quite chilly outside.
It is. It is very chilly outside. Big storm Sunday evening roll through on top of the COVID crisis, and Mayor of Pine Bluff, Shirley Washington, joins us by the phone. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, we are on the air, and we're proud of that. Have you driven by our studios? There's a tower laying on the ground.
I was by there Monday evening. Yeah, Monday, about midday Monday. Yes.
It's not supposed to be on the ground.
No, it's supposed to be in the air.
You know, that thing has been on the air over a half a century.
Wow.
That tower, that particular tower. They just don't fall down that often. So huge storms that blew through the Jefferson County, southeast Arkansas. Can you assess the damage in Pine Bluff?
It was a tremendous storm. We have over countywide in the area outlying our city and the city. We would have over 1,000 trees. We did an assessment of that yesterday. It took all day. They started working clearing roads on Sunday night, like 9. Our crews were out clearing highways and streets. Then they cleared all day Monday and all day yesterday. We got most of the roads cleared. Now, we're meeting this morning with the Office of Emergency Management and ADEQ at Heston Stadium to figure out where to put all this debris, because it's going to be a humongous mass amount of branches, trees, and stumps to get rid of. So where we'll dispose of all that. And that can be quite expensive. So we're looking at trying to determine whether we'll do it in bulk quantities or whether we'll condense it by grinding it. And so we're looking at the possibility, and ADEQ will guide us as to what we need to do. That's critical right now. We really missed you all on the air, because I was thinking, I knew people were wondering when power would be on, why was it taking so long. But the main problem was that Entergy's plants, their main plant plus their substations, were so severely damaged during the storm that they couldn't come out and restore until they got their plants up and running. And they didn't have the manpower to do the work that they needed to have done until they got crews in from other states to help out. So that's basically what they did all day Monday. And then yesterday, they really hit the ground restoring power. So I feel safely that those people who don't have power yet should probably have it before the end of the day.
By the end of the day?
Today, yeah. They'll have all or most of it restored. One good thing about yesterday is they did get all the nursing homes. We had nursing homes out, and they were out Sunday and Monday, and they got all those up and running yesterday. The hospital was running on generators. They got it up and running. So they did a lot yesterday.
It was my understanding that a lot of the substations didn't have power, and that they've been able to solve a lot of those problems since yesterday afternoon late?
Yes, the substations, that's what they worked on, getting them up and running. Now, they still have some that aren't going, but the majority of the substations are up and running. The main infrastructure at Entergy was the problem. People couldn't understand why Entergy trucks weren't out in the community servicing them, but the plant did not have power.
So they were having to fix that problem before they could do anything else.
Exactly. So this storm was major. It was major, but at the same time, we had a lot to be thankful for, because there were other communities where the tornadoes went through and flattened the houses in many subdivisions and many areas. So as bad as it was, I looked at it this way. It could have been worse.
Well, so. that is true. Now, were there any physical damages to people in the city of Pine Bluff?
No, none at all. There were none reported.
That's good. I'm going to circle back around again to this power. You think everybody should have it by the end of the day? You're talking just about the city of Pine Bluff, correct?
Yes. I haven't checked on the status of anything outside. I was really concerned about hospitals, nursing homes, and, you know, because all the nursing homes pretty much were out, and that was a big problem. And we were also concerned about, you know, citizens as a whole. But we want everybody restored as soon as possible. But I have all the confidence in the world in believing that Entergy is doing all they can to get everybody back on. I trust that most people will be on today, if not all, by the end of the day. Yes.
Well, that's good news. Mayor Shirley Washington, Mayor Pine Bluff, join us. You took a little criticism from some of your city council members on social media.
I'm sorry?
You took some criticism that I thought was just totally out of left field from a city council member that you just defeated soundly in the election recently. Any comment from about what Stephen Mays Jr. Stephen Mays was talking about on social media about where were you and why wasn't energy doing anything?
I don't think he had facts. And so I did respond to him yesterday morning early, and I sent the same response to all the council members that I sent to him. He didn't understand, and I think he thought I was just sitting back doing nothing. But I was up from 8 o'clock working with storm-related issues from 8 o'clock Sunday night, and I didn't stop until about 6:30 on Monday evening. So we were up and out and doing everything that we could. Some people were wondering why we didn't have places for them to put their food in their freezers at home because of COVID that they had stockpiled. Well, we don't have resources to do that. We were able to save food in big places like, let's say, neighbor to neighbor. Pat over there had just filled all of her freezers. We were able to move that food from neighbor to neighbor to walk-in coolers that Pine Bluff High had. So we were able to save those big institutional areas in some cases, but there was no way we could go from house to house and save everybody's food.
No.
That was practical. So I just don't think he understood.
Well, I think the people of Pine Bluff got it right and made sure that you were going to have another term as mayor, and we appreciate you joining us. Mayor Shirley Washington, Pine Bluff, thanks for jumping on this morning. Thanks for all you're doing for the town.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Mayor Shirley Washington joined us. Yeah, I saw some stuff from